You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I want to talk to you about how I felt bad about something. You know, I'm a card guy, like handwritten card dude. I always have been. It's something since, I don't know, probably in my late teens, early 20s. I just made it a point. It's like, I don't want to, I want to be the handwritten card guy. Birthdays, anniversaries for some people.
Birth of children, whatever it is.
And I'm not saying that this makes me better or anything like that. It's just my style. Other people are different, but I'm a handwritten card guy. And just a couple of weeks ago, a friend of mine lost somebody important in their life. And do you know what I did? I went onto stupid social media, Facebook. Now, not a post, so it wasn't
for all to see.
It was a private message, but I sent a private message and I said, "Look, I am really sorry, blah blah blah. I wrote a few things in there, and then I hit send."
Yeah.
And it was about 5 minutes later that it hit me. I was like, "What did I just do? I gave up everything that is important to me, and I fell prey to the shortcut. Send a Facebook private message."
Right.
That is, I don't know if that's one step above or one step below sending a text. Probably one step above.
It's better than a text.
I think
it's
if we had to rank it.
Better than a text.
Handwritten card is number one. A few months ago, I had a dear friend of mine who lost somebody, and I left a voicemail.
Oh.
And I, you know, I left a voicemail. It's like, "I'm so sorry this happened, blah, blah, blah."
I don't know about that one.
I would put that also above text and Facebook, but below card.
I think it goes card, email, and then Facebook, then text, then voicemail.
Really? No, because with voicemail, you're actually speaking. It's your voice. It's your soul.
But I wish you had said, "Give me a call. I want to talk to you. Give
I
me
should
a call."
Have. That,
and then you
have.
Could have said it, you know.
I should have.
Versus, "Hey, I'm sorry for your loss," on a voicemail. That's, I don't know. But you know what?
I feel guilty.
Don't. This is the way things are.
But
now.
That doesn't mean I have to like
you
the way things
You don't have to
are.
Like it. But you know what? Just, what? It's just how everybody's kind of morphing. It's the way life is now. Facebook is a personal means of communication. You sent that person a direct message.
Yeah, but
you were thinking of them. You poured your heart out. You were crying while you were typing.
You know, you shut up right now. Here's the thing. I don't give in on other things. You know, that I will not, I'm not going to cave on other things that I feel are going down the wrong path. Why did I cave on this one?
Convenience.
And I'll tell you what might be subconscious about it. And it didn't dawn on me until this very moment. But I did a blog post a year or so ago where I talked about how my handwriting has deteriorated so much that I can't hardly read my own writing. I wonder if subconsciously I'm not sending people notes because I'm self-conscious that it looks so horrible. Is
yeah,
it
maybe.
Bad
it's
to
a
sit
convenience
down?
Thing. It's an absolute convenience thing. It's top of mind. It's right there in front of you. You see the post. Boom, you get it done and over with, where you could forget to write a card.
By the way, this is open to conversation at 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Here's a question for you. Where would you rank in that list that we were doing if you sat down at your computer and instead of sending an email, you typed up something, printed it,
okay,
signed it,
and sent
but then it.
It
looks like a resume or it looks like a form letter, even though you've written it.
But again, it's
at least
like
they'd be
type.
Able to read
they'd
it.
They'd be able to read it. You'd be fine. You're fine. This whole thing is fine.
It strikes me as tacky.
It's fine.
What I did was tacky.
No, you still sent them love. You know what's weird is when you get. Speaking of things passing, like when your pet passes. It's always weird to get the outpouring of sympathy when a pet dies to me. It's weird to me. Our dog died and our cat. And the amount of cards we received in the mail from people with their condolences about our pet actually really surprised me. And I don't know why. I mean, it's...
Do they make special cards for that? Or were they just sending sympathy cards?
There was pet loss cards. There was sympathy cards.
Well, those Hallmark people have thought of everything.
I don't remember getting one from you.
You absolutely did not. You know why? Because Jerk Store, I work with you every day, and I heard everything you always said about that dog and that cat.
Oh, they were a pain. And then, you know what? Somebody even brought us
I could have sent you a congratulations card based on the way you used to talk about them. You know,
don't paint me like this right now on National Pet Day. Do not do it. I loved those animals. The thing with the pets, though, is people always give you trinkets and little mementos. And
like what?
We got a lot of garden statues and things to place outside that, you know, talked about the Rainbow Bridge.
What's a garden gnome got to do with you losing
your dog statues to put outside in the garden so we remembered our dog.
Was it the same breed as your
dog? It wasn't even the same breed.
So you had a poodle and you got a Great Dane?
Yeah, we had a Boston Terrier, and most of the garden statues were like yellow labs. And I'm like, I'm not going to look at that and remember my Boston. When it's a goofy yellow lab. That's weird that people do that.
Why do they send you that?
I don't know. We got a lot of, I don't know why you would put all this stuff out in a garden. Little rocks with sayings, the statues, little signs.
So you're saying that if a friend's pet dies, you go out and buy some sort of little tchotchke and
you
mail it to them?
That's the thing.
That's
the thing. You get a... Something unnecessary to go in your garden. I don't know. That sounds horrible. Kind gesture. It was kind. It was stupid. I shouldn't have brought it up.
Put this where Max used to poop.
Well, I'm wondering if, you know, a lot of people probably go spread the ashes in the backyard or maybe bury the pet in the backyard. And maybe that's like a makeshift little tombstone or something that people think you can put where.
But it's a different breed.
But it's a different breed. And some of the sayings were like, what? You know?
That's like if you're going to put a tombstone up for your grandma and the tombstone is shaped like a giraffe.
We need to stop.
It's not the same.
Tom, we need to stop.
Although grandma might really dig a giraffe.
She had a really long neck. We got to stop. We got to stop. So anyway.
What's the question for our listeners?
Don't know.
CJ sent a Facebook message that said, I got a voicemail from my best friend when my dad died, and I still listen to it every year on the anniversary of his death. Dom, your voicemail was a good thing.
That's good.
People will keep them and listen to them again. I'd never thought of that before.
All right.
Interesting.
That's pretty good.
Cheryl says, Dom and Jeremy, maybe a text is the best of all because people are more likely to save that than a card. I still have text messages from friends from when my dog died 6 years ago, and I still read them every once in a while. Love your show.
That's good.
So
the only two I got were, you guys are horrible and extremely disrespectful. I'm never listening again. That's from Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
And the second one is, the only thing that is dead is your ratings. You suck. That's from Tom. Thanks, Tom.
Okay.
All right.